Good morning, it's Thursday, January 20th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect morning showers that will dry up to clouds in the afternoon. Windy throughout the day with a high of 51 degrees. The evening looks cloudy with a low of 39 degrees. Some proposed bills in the state legislature aim to strengthen workers' rights across Washington. The Senate Labor, Commerce and Tribal Affairs Committee heard them on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Senate Bill 5835 would align the rates for workers' compensation, regardless of marital status. Senate Bill 5761 would build on Washington's Equal Pay and Opportunity Act and relates to job transparency. The legislation would require employers to include salaries or salary ranges in job postings as well as information about benefits. If the bill is approved, prospective employees wouldn't need to wait until initial rounds of interviews to know their potential salary. The bills would go into effect 90 days after the legislature adjourns. The Omicron variant-fueled surge of COVID-19 cases might have peaked in Pierce County with a record number of cases. That's according to the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, which also said cases will likely level off soon. As of January 18, the county's 14-day case rate is 2,441 per 100,000. That figure is 45.5% higher than the previous two-week period of December 19 through January 1. The county reported 17 new deaths, ranging from a Tacoma man in his 30s to a South Hill woman in her 90s. DPCHD said it expects hospitalizations and deaths will continue to increase in the weeks ahead because of a lag in data. Refrigeration trailers are back at Good Samaritan Hospital in Puyallup this month, but not because of deaths from Omicron. MultiCare spokesperson Holly Harvey emailed that capacity is currently limited because of mortuary staff shortages, and not due to a rise in mortality rates. Three refrigeration trailers will be at the hospital until staffing at the mortuaries returns to normal. This isn't the first time the hospital has leased the trailers during the pandemic. MultiCare's Tacoma General Hospital and Auburn Medical Center are also leasing one trailer each. Health officials say the Omicron variant has a lower mortality rate compared with earlier variants. Pierce County authorities are investigating after a vehicle theft on Key Peninsula led to a 70-year-old man opening fire. Deputies responded around 2:10 p.m. Tuesday to a shooting in Wana near 92nd Avenue and 144th Street Court Northwest. A senior citizen said he located his stolen SUV at a nearby home and got into an argument with a 23-year-old man. Deputies said the younger man was shot through the back window when he tried to drive away. The driver then crashed into a tree. He was taken to a hospital with gunshot wounds. The shooter was also taken to a hospital after he was hit by the SUV. There have been no arrests. From Gig Harbor to Dash Point, diners can choose from a range of restaurants for classic seafood in the Tacoma area. Last month, DENT Diner asked subscribers to vote for the best in town. More than 950 responses led to the top five, which not surprisingly boast waterfront views, and they're all basically on Ruston Way. Number one is Duke's, which has served up clam chowder and sustainable seafood in Tacoma for 15 years. Next is Wildfin at Point Ruston, another restaurant with sustainably sourced fish. Third is Harbor Lights, which offers a three-course surf and turf menu for $35. Then there's the Lobster Shop, which showcases lobster more than any local restaurant. Rounding out the top five is Anthony's at Point Defiance and Gig Harbor, both dishing up clam chowder and other dishes for a couple of decades. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNT offers do.